Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH. Join the show. That's Balance7.com, code word HOWIE.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've talked to a number of you and gotten to know you. I think it's important to tell you right now, though. You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken, but you guys won.
We attack our fellow citizens as traitors if they're born in another country or they don't look like us. And God help us.
Yeah, what does acting without acting mean?
It just means that, you know, you don't want to see the actor at work.
Right.
You want to hide the technique. It's acting. It's doing the job. It's the craft. So you hide the actor's effort.
But he's still acting.
Yeah, of course you're acting.
Right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There is a reason that Nancy Pelosi is the most disliked elected official in America.
It's clear at this point that Nancy Pelosi has cherry-picked the members to serve on this committee.
Hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They hate us because we is us, and what we is doing is terrible.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, there is a press briefing going on. It's just audio. So I guess that's good for radio, but I don't understand. I don't quite understand it. Dr. Fauci would never have an audio briefing, for goodness sake, when he would have a chance to go on TV. But Rochelle Walensky, formerly of Chestnut Hill, is announcing a new CDC recommends everyone in K-12 schools wear a mask. Okay, I'm just reading the. No one is dead in K-12, okay? Did we go over that last week with Dr. McCary? Has anyone disputed those numbers? So why are the kids going to be forced to wear masks? Can someone tell me this? Let's just go straight to this press briefing, this audio press briefing. Go ahead.
Associated illness, suffering, and death could have been avoided with higher vaccination coverage in this country. COVID-19 continues to present many challenges and has exacted a tremendous toll on our nation. We continue to follow the science closely and update the guidance should the science shift again. We must take every step we can to stop the Delta variant and end this pandemic. And now I'm happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Where she broadcasting from a submarine at the bottom of Lake Winnipesaukee, or what the hell's going on here? What's with the audio? What is she talking about? So what is the new guideline here? I didn't hear it. Taylor, did you hear it?
I heard a portion of it, and that will be if you are vaccinated and you are in a high transmission area where the Delta variant is surging, it's recommended that you wear a mask in public settings and indoors.
Well, I have the vaccination and I'm not in a high transmission area, but and if they told me I had to wear a mask, I would flee to Florida. I would be on the next flight out to Florida. That's the way I'm going to handle this. This is total BS. Oh God.
Taking us with you?
Is she
going to leave us behind?
603 says it's an audio press conference because she's not wearing a mask, laughing out loud. I mean, is this a joke? Can we get some sound of Fauci saying, you know, like 2 days ago or whenever, that if you're vaccinated, there's no need to wear a mask? I mean, that audio or video is out there somewhere. It just take a little while to find it. I mean, this is nonsense. Will someone please ask her this question? And I know this is falling on deaf ears. How many people are actually dying of the Delta variant? What is the fatality rate? And given the fact that no children, according to Dr. Marty McCary and his crew at the Johns Hopkins, considering that no children have died, what is exactly the rationale behind forcing kids to wear masks to school?
If you're vaccinated and you are outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
What day was that? When was that? That was not more than a couple of months.
It was back in May.
May, okay, a couple of months ago. It's still July. Never mind. Well, you want to wear no masks or one mask or two masks or 83 masks? God, shifting science indeed, says 617. Sounds very shifty to me. Yeah, whatever happened to settled science? I thought all this stuff was settled science. They go back and forth on masks, back and forth on vaccinations. Now they're saying, too, that you may need a booster shot. They said that you were okay if you took the shot. I took two shots. Isn't that enough? What do I need next? A double shot? A double shot of my baby's love? Joe Biden has just been reached at the White House to add his two cents to the current statement.
I don't know, to be clear.
No, that wasn't the one I was looking for. I was looking for his more recent statement, cut 12. We'll have it here.
Put y'all back in masks.
In case you didn't hear that one.
They're going to put y'all back in masks.
Yep, going to put y'all back in masks. CDC, majority of transmission is through the unvaccinated. Again, can somebody ask, that's all I ask. Oh, I just want the answer to one question. How many people are actually dying from this? How many people are actually dying from the dreaded Delta variant compared to, oh, I don't know, heart disease, cancer, strokes, diabetes, lightning strikes, drowning, shark bites. These people, you know, again, they would rather talk about this than inflation. This is a double-pronged change the subject here today. Number one, which is obviously failing. I mean, I don't think they have ratings. I don't think they can get ratings hour to hour on TV, but they get overnight. So they're not going to find out until tomorrow just how much of a turnoff these stupid hearings were with the Capitol Police. One of the Capitol Police was called a traitor. Oh my goodness. And he's a cop and he was called a traitor. You know what I call a day when I get called a traitor? I call it a good day. I've been called a lot worse than a traitor on almost a daily basis. And, you know, I'm sorry if you're very sensitive and you're a snowflake and you can't stand being called a traitor. Like one of the cops today that was testifying said, these people knew how to have concealed weapons. I guess they did know how to have concealed weapons because they couldn't find a single weapon after they left. Not a single weapon among all those tens of thousands of insurrectionists. Is anyone going to ask, is Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger? Kinzinger, the weeper. The two Adam. You know, the human race wouldn't have gotten too far if Adam, of Adam and Eve fame, had been as much of a snowflake as Adam Schiff and Adam Kinzinger today. He would have seen the snake going, oh, oh, started crying and run away. Oh, man. 844-500-4242-413. Your listeners better enjoy this upcoming weekend. It will be the last maskless one until after the midterms. Hey, I don't know. 508, they told us the vaccines were 95% effective, completely safe, and had strong antibodies for at least 9 months. All of that was false, apparently. Any other situation, this is called fraud. So when is Randy Weingarten having her press conference from the American Federation of Teachers? She's the one who's really calling the shots here, you know. She wants to. They want to keep the scam going for another year, another year off for the teachers. It doesn't matter if the kids are this a second year with no learning. That doesn't matter. It's who cares? You know, China's training the kids in. We're not even training them in critical race theory. They can't read. They're not learning how to read. What do they think this is going to do long-term to public school enrollments? Or do they care? Do they just figure that they'll just keep raising taxes and printing money and there will be no long-term inflationary impact? Do they care? Good Lord. 844-500-4242, 781. If you're vaccinated, what the hell are you worried about? Laughing out loud. You know, The only thing I've said this from the beginning, the only thing I'm worried about is the government. I'm worried about these lockdowns. I have never lost a moment of sleep worrying about dying from this. I know I'm going to die someday. You know, you can't worry about certain things. I mean, if it were really the Spanish flu and the life expectancy had gone down 11.8 years like it did in 1918, then I would be worried. I would be seriously worried. But again, I go back to that McCary column in the Wall Street Journal. 78% of the deaths have been of the morbidly obese. Forget the old people. It's old fat people. That's the double whammy here. And I know, and I feel sorry for anybody who dies of this Chinese virus. But, you know, what are you going to do? You can't stop living, can you? Some vaccinated should mask indoors in public. And see, some people are saying, well, you know, they're going to say that, the really vaccinated areas, like, for instance, Vermont and Maine and parts of Massachusetts, don't have a problem and they won't have to obey the rules. But what they're going to say, what it's going to come down to, is when they start looking at the vaccination rates, they're going to see that the unvaccinated are not deplorable, bitter clinger, irredeemable redneck mothers. It's across the board, but it's more blacks and Hispanics than whites and Asians. So what they're going to say eventually, probably in about 48 hours, they're going to start saying, it's not fair to force the counties or cities, whatever, with large minority populations to have more stringent requirements than the affluent, systemic, white privilege, fill in the blank, counties. And then it's going to be shut down for everybody. So whatever, by the way, what happened to the PCR tests? They got rid of them, didn't they? Why? Were they no longer useful idiots for the deep state conspiracy theory here? God. 844-500-4242. What a rotten way to start the show. I apologize. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. I don't want to end up like certain people that we play on the show, just babbling.
Biden's losing it.
From the makers of Superbeats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. It's wrapped in foil just like a piece of candy. You just stick a couple in your pocket when you leave for work or wherever you're going in the morning, and take one whenever you're feeling a little mentally fatigued. And it'll get you going right again. It's great long term and it's great short term.
You know the thing.
And you won't have moments like you know the thing. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways: by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF.
What's that all about?
I'll tell you, Mr. President. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
The Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr Show.
Amy in Georgia says, don't forget the recall in California, Howie. Mass mail-in ballots sound familiar? Yeah, it's very close, you know, between Gavin Newsom and get rid of Gavin, Nancy Pelosi's nephew or whatever the hell he is. It's really a mess. They've also got another election coming up in San Francisco. They're going to recall half of the school committee or the school board. And, you know, it's nip and tuck on Newsom. But there's like, according to polls, 70% of the people in San Francisco want to get rid of these school committee members. So, I don't think that they would put in the whole mask mandate just for the school committee members. But they want to do something about this undercurrent of discontent about the way things are going. I mean, all the crap that's going on, whether it's inflation or the hordes of COVID positive illegals criminals crossing the southern border, or just the price of gasoline skyrocketing. It's the whole, there are a number of reasons to try to change the subject. And, you know, all you needed to see was a couple of hours today of that, or not. And I had it turned down. I just was watching it, just watching the Chirons go across the bottom of the screen, that hearing. That's not going to put fannies in the seats, as they say on the sports pages. That's not getting eyeballs to go to the screen, to have Adam Schiff crying. Weeping the buckets, BS. 844-500-4242-207. I'm sure that if I don't wear a mask, that will mean that I'm racist. Yeah, probably. You're not protecting the unvaccinated who are, disproportionately members of minority groups. So, yeah, I guess you probably will be accused of being a racist. We all will be. This is why I got the vaccination. Again, I'll say it for the millionth time. I didn't want the hassle. I wanted to be hassled as little as possible. But you know what? Once again, it doesn't matter what you want. It's what they want. You may not be interested in them, but they're interested in you and me. And even if you've got the vaccine, even if you were sick for a day or two, even if you had a lot of qualms about getting it, it's going to come back and bite you anyway. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you go along with any new mask guidance?
No, I won't.
92% say no.
Yeah, the Babylon Bee had a great great headline the day before yesterday, sometime recently, and it said something like, with cases increasing, experts recommend return to policies that didn't work the first time. I think that sums it up perfectly. They didn't work the first time, but you know what? The problem was not that great to begin with. It was terrible if you were very old, very sick, or very fat. Everybody else, it was not a problem. The problem was the government crushing the economy, crushing your schools, crushing your society, because it's fun for them. Oppressing us is fun for them. Ian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ian. You there?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm just wondering how we, I guess, reconcile a couple things that we've been trying to figure out. For a long time, we knew somewhat that it came out of a lab, you know, and it was, oh, no, denied. And, well, now we can see from the gain of function, you know, genetics that we've now found.
We're out of time, Ian. Call back again. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Remember when Charlie Parker, for about a year, the governor of Massachusetts, he used to basically make the virus into Satan or the devil? And I think the word is anthropomorphic. You take something that's not human and you give it human characteristics. But I hadn't been thinking about that for months. But guess what Rochelle Walensky did today? Cut 32.
I have said throughout my tenure at CDC that our guidance and recommendations will follow the science in our efforts to protect the health of as many Americans as possible. And today, we have new science related to the Delta variant that requires us to update the guidance regarding what you can do when you are fully vaccinated.
Update it.
The Delta variant is showing every day its willingness to outsmart us and to be an opportunist in areas where we have not shown a fortified response against it.
Now it's outsmarting us. COVID, get thee behind me. My God. Follow the science. Dr. Walensky, I have a question. Which science?
I know.
Which science?
It evolves before our very eyes.
It's an update. Didn't you just hear? It's not an evolution or a flip-flop. It's evolving before our very, very eyes.
I just don't know how anyone, even the most die-hard anti-Trumpers, can take these people seriously. Like, I know you hate Trump. I get that. Okay, I understand. Message received. But even with that being said, does none of this smell a little fishy to you? Does none of this make you go, this goes against common sense? This isn't going to help people get vaccinated. This isn't going to incentivize anyone to get the jab.
Yeah, I mean,
Fauci, ouchie.
How many people who were on the fence, thinking about getting into Vax Millions or getting a scholarship for the kids or just having a shot of bonded bourbon or a beer
or
an ice cream? How many of those people are now going to go out and say, you know what, I'm going to get a shot now? Because, you know, next week they may tell me I have to get another shot.
It never ends. It never ends. And like, all we want is so simple. You know, you take our money, you tax us, you take our money, but just leave us alone. You know, that's all we ask.
We ask is to be left alone.
That's all we ask. It's so simple. It's so simple. And they can't do it. And when I watch Fox News, yeah, I've been watching it all day. I'm kind of amazed at how an undecided voter, an independent, you might say, could really watch this news coverage, whether you're on Fox or CNN or MSNBC, and you see the crisis of the day, whatever it is, January 6th, people crying, global warming, whatever it is, and you always see the same faces, like Nancy Pelosi with the mask on, Chuck Schumer with pointing the finger. At any point do you go, these people are always coming up with something. You know, they're always crying wolf. No one gets sick of it except for Republicans. It's exhausting. I'm tired.
617, how long before Walensky starts dusting off her impending doom speech because the Delta is outsmarting her? Another one says, doesn't take much to outsmart Rochelle Walensky.
I would like to add this in to Rochelle, because when she originally said the impending doom thing, she went off script. I always say she went off script as much as Ted Kennedy did during his apology. She went off script here and then, you know, changed to a different cue card over there. But when she went off script, she started a little bit to cry, or, you know, tremor in her voice. But I just want to say, after watching Adam Schiff today, Rochelle, if you're going to bring back impending doom, you better step it up. You better get an onion ready, because we expect real tears here. Did you see that today, Howie?
I heard the cuts. I'm not going to turn that crap up. You know what? I wish Eric Swalwell were on the commission, so then he could start crying. I can't believe that Breitbart's reporting that they have an intelligence report of all the sexual positions Fang Fang and I had. Did you see that yesterday? They have the sexual acts that they engaged in.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We certainly do. I'm much more interested in that.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
I don't think putting Eric Swalwell
Biden,
up there, though.
Biden, stay on message. You have one message today. Cut 12.
They're going to put you all back in masks.
I know I've been saying this a lot, but it really stuck out to me when my mom said, did none of these people have, I don't know, kids who want to graduate or go to parties, or do they not have friends to go to the beach with? Like, do they just live in these tiny little apartments? They're keyboard warriors. They're miserable, empty people.
A texter has a good point. I'm going to expand on it. Honest Howie is now going to sell an identification card, and all it says is, I am an illegal alien. Back off, amigo. Yeah. I don't need no stinking mask.
Where is that question, though? Where is that question? Jen Psaki's in the press room. Peter Ducey has got to ask that.
Yeah.
How come Americans have to get vaccinated, but the illegal aliens coming over the border
and
don't?
How many people are actually dying from this vaccination? I don't want to hear nothing about no stinking cases. I don't want to hear anything about ventilators. I don't want to hear anything about masks, double masks, N95s. I don't want to hear social distancing, plexiglass. The one thing I want is how many deaths. That's all.
It's a yelling kind of day, but we just got to embrace it. Some days aren't.
I reluctantly got the shot in May, so I'd never have to wear a GD mask again. I am livid, says 603. I think most people are.
Yeah. No, I do too.
Is that a new brand, GD?
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. It's a great car. Howie loves it. Very roomy. You can always stretch your legs out in the front seat, Howie. And it's
important to social distance.
Especially
now that the Delta variant. And, you know, it could lead to mild sniffles. So we have to shut down the country again.
Yeah, it's a great car, though, and Toyota of Portsmouth made the process of leasing it so easy. They knew exactly what I wanted. They talked to me about it, and they were all so helpful. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. All right, speaking of coronavirus, this is a little bit of a lighter story, Howie. A group of Michigan lawmakers used coronavirus relief funds for not masks, not plexiglass, not arrows in the supermarket.
Ventilators?
Not ventilators, not even testing. For $65,000 in bonuses.
Kind of like the 3 years added to the pensions of all the Massachusetts hacks who now are going to claim that they worked during they were the same ones who were tweeting out, you can't send us back to work, you know, filing these Facebook posts from Cancun. Because they were so concerned about it. They're in their bathing suits.
Yeah, sipping out of the coconut.
But now they're saying, I worked. I went to work one day. So I get 3 extra years on my pension.
I'm a hero.
This is a big scam.
Send me a care package to Cancun.
this scam has come back. This is a recurring scam in Massachusetts. I'm trying to get more info on it. There's only about 3 of us left to remember it, but I'm one of them.
The Board of Commissions voted to approve hazard pay for elected officials.
Hazard pay.
I thought you'd like this story. I can tell you like it because I can't get through it. That's
hazard pay.
Who voted to approve hazard pay for elected officials and county employees who work through the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. But after public criticism, some of us call that backlash. and a determination from the county's top prosecutor that the payments to elected officials were illegal, the board later backtracked on part of the plan. A press release from the board posted on a local
Facebook page said, "What kind of Democrats are these backtracking just because something's illegal?"
Confusion about the nature of these funds has run rampant, and the commissioners would give their bonuses back. Aww. Sad ending to that story. This is an interesting, because I feel like we need a little bit of lightness today. This is some positive news. I'm here to deliver you some good news. I don't normally read these studies about, you know, things you eat or things you don't eat, what they mean for your lifespan, but 6 pints of beer a week is linked with a reduced risk of heart attack.
That's good.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it goes right to your beer gut, and pretty soon you weigh 300 pounds.
Drinking almost a pint for every day of the week may help stave off the deathly effects of cardiovascular disease, a new study reveals. You don't need to know much more than that. I'm not going to get into any of the details.
Grace, I have to. You're right. We should amuse people. I have a cut that's going to amuse. This is AOC. And again, remember, she went to Boston University, a proud local institution on Commonwealth Avenue. But she has a problem sometimes with words. And so she was at an event for a left-wing candidate. I guess this is the one who's they're having a special election to succeed Marsha Fudge, the congresswoman who's now in the cabinet. So she was campaigning for somebody, and she came out for, well, listen to what she came out for abolishing. Cut 24.
I want to abolish our carceral system that's designed to trap black and brown men. I want justice.
Carceral?
Yes. Yeah, we got a German native here in these. Is that got a German derivation of carceral? Carceral.
Sounds bad, he says.
There's incarcerate, there's cancerous, but I'm not too familiar with carceral.
Oh, by the way, since we're leaving people on a high note in Grace's news, the TV ratings for the opening weekend of the Olympics are not good. According to the Hollywood Reporter.
They're
going
to look good compared to those House hearings this morning.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a pretty low bar for the Olympics.
They're going to look Super Bowl-esque compared to those.
The events averaged 15.8 million viewers on NBC, which doesn't sound bad for the opening weekend. But when you compare it to 2016, the first few days of games averaged an impressive 27.27 million viewers. So that means the ratings are down more than 40% from just 5 years ago. And also there was a cut, an ESPN sports writer. I didn't get to play this on my show, but maybe I'll drop it in how you can play it a little later. He was talking about how he couldn't enjoy the Tokyo Olympics.
Oh, because of the American flag.
Because the American flag. It reminds me of, who's the woman, is it Mara Gay, who said that it's a symbol of white supremacy? He said that it just, you know, nationalism is not good because of white nationalism, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And then they wonder why people aren't watching the Olympics. It's like woke city.
Or the CBS Morning News where he said that.
Yeah.
That's another one. All right. Our friends at Eden Pure, thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new refrigerator air purifier that is guaranteed to keep your food fresher longer. No more frustration from opening up the fridge to find wilted and spoiled food. It uses the same technology as the best-selling Thunderstorm that has already sold more than 100,000 units. The Eden Pure refrigerator air purifier has a rechargeable battery and goes right into your fridge and kills fungus, bacteria, and mold that spoils your food before it's time. By slowing this natural process down, you will have more time to enjoy the food you bought, saving you money on your grocery bills, and no more extra trips to the grocery store to replace food that went bad even before the expiration date.
And Howie, now we don't have to throw away your food because you bring in some questionable stuff. I mean, it's a lot of seafood for work.
Questionable by your standard, not by my standards. I'm from the coastal regions of Maine.
Yes, we have very different standards as far as expiration dates. But you bring in a lot of seafood, and occasionally that starts to smell. But with this new device, it really doesn't. You can keep it in there a lot longer.
That's
right. It's a great product.
That's right. The Eden Pure refrigerator air purifier is smaller than a drink can, so it barely takes up any space. You won't even know it's there except for when you start to notice how much longer your food is lasting. And since it's battery-powered, you can place it in any small space to get rid of the nasty odors. Put it in your closet, cupboards, or pantry to freshen them up and get rid of the musty smells. I'm urging listeners to get several of these Eden Pure refrigerator air purifiers for friends and families and any extra fridges you have, maybe in the garage or the service bar, and for small spaces that you need to get rid of odors in. Right now, Eden Pure is offering $10 off the lowest sales price to Howie listeners this week. That's right, $10 off the lowest sales price with free shipping. Keep your food fresher longer with Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie Fresh. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie Fresh. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
So then now they're saying that Biden's caregivers are considering mandatory vaccinations for all government, federal government workers. It's already for Veterans Administration, right? I think it is. That was the first department.
Any frontline workers in the VA?
Frontline workers. Okay. And yeah, you know, where does this end? I mean, they told us it would end with the vaccine. Now it's not going to end. And again, I'm
going to put you all back in masks.
Again, I the recurring question: how many are dead here? Can we see a list of the fatalities here? You know what they've done in Australia? They basically shut down the whole country. Australia is recording around 150 cases a day. The current outbreak of 2,000 or so cases over the past month has been associated with 8 deaths so far, almost all of them people over 70. And they've got the whole country shut down. Why? Or so that I'll be taken seriously. Por qué? That's Spanish for why. See, I want to be concerned. I don't ask for no special treatment. Just treat me like an illegal alien. I don't want to have to put on a mask. I don't want to get any more shots because you know what? Shots don't mean anything apparently. And you know, I thought the deal was if you didn't want to get vaccinated, then you know it's up to you, isn't it? Whatever happened to our bodies ourselves? Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie, I just want to say that your interview with number 45 yesterday was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody out there, I think that man is running again in 2024. Got another thing coming to you, and we need to do our part and make sure that we're getting into this local government and make sure that they what they're doing right now, they're going to try to repeat again and steal another election, and we got to stop that. We have to get local. We have to get involved.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing too. The court seemed to be backing up the Republicans and saying, you know, it's really not a good thing to be allowing the theft of all these elections. So the Democrats have been freaking out. So again, this is another way to make sure we have plenty of millions and millions of absentee ballots running around next year during the midterms. You know, they want us to all take our eye off the inflation ball. Off the illegal alien invasion on the southern border. Off.
Beg your pardon?
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
You know,
why does every statement have to be an insult?
Do you have to have Joe Biden comment on your intelligence of all people in the world? Joe Biden telling you you're dumb? Good Lord.
Stand by for, sorry, I was being such a wise guy comment.
They're killing people, man. They're killing people. I'm sorry if you thought I thought you were killing people, man. God. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Not much time left, Dr. Luke. Go ahead.
How you doing, Doc?
Good.
Hey,
hey, this fraud has gone on for a long time. You know what? We could talk about how the price of gas has gone up. We could talk about the flu. Common flu kills more people than COVID does.
Except for this year. Yeah, I know. But it's important not that we not consider any of these matters, because this is wag the dog, or Operation Change the Subject, as I call it. But, you know, look, if you don't remember the movie Wag the Dog, check it out on Google. This is what's going on. I'm Howie Carr.